forever.
Dog. This week on Let's Go Otsko, we play Squid Pro Quo and Born Yesterday with our guests Francesca Fiorentini and Matt Lieb.
Let's Go Otsko, a woke Japanese game show.
Hello, and welcome to Let's Go Otsko. This week, I'm thinking about starting over with a clean slate. If you were to come back to this earth after you are gone, what would you come back as? I guess, is that like your spirit animal? You know, maybe it's like reincarnation. Or do you even get to choose? 2 years ago, I was back in Taiwan, where I was born. And there was this place that sold like chickens, like rotisserie chickens and duck. You know, those Chinese restaurants you've seen where the duck is hanging from the window. They also had chickens there and other poultry. And right outside of the restaurant, there was always this white rooster that walked around. And it always got to walk around free, untouched. So one day I asked the restaurant owner, I was like, hey, I've been seeing that rooster in your chicken restaurant where you sell chickens, dead chickens that you kill. What's up with this rooster? And how come you don't eat him? And he said, oh, because we believe in reincarnation. We believe in Taoism. And we believe that a white rooster signifies that the person was a good person in their past life. And I was like, wow, colorism strikes again. White is right in this scenario. Are you telling us that you only eat brown chickens? Damn, it's messed up. If I were to come back as an animal, and I had the choice, I would come back as a dog. And call me basic, but it's the animal that I know the best, you know, because I get along with dogs. I know dogs. I love dogs. I've cuddled with them. I had a dog. I had a chow chow mix named Holly Golightly. My ex-boyfriend named her, so if you're not into that name, I didn't choose it. But it stuck, so I called her Holly. And I would try to come back as Holly. Yeah, call that creepy, but you know what? Anything to bring her back. All right, with that said, we have guests to play games with us about starting over and clean slates and a strange game called Squid Pro Quo. But first, we have exciting news. Let's Go Otsko will be launching on Jeffrey Katzenberg's streaming platform Quibi coming out this year. So look out for it. You can now watch it on your screens at home. And to continue supporting us, you can go to patreon.com/letsgootsko and become a Patreon member today. All right, without further ado, here's the episode.
Woo! I'm so excited to be here with my guests. I'm here with Matt Lieb and Francesca Fiorentini.
Yay.
Wow, crowd goes wild.
Thank you for the round of applause.
Crowd goes wild. I love doing this show live.
Yeah. So.
Crowd is always
it's a huge crowd. You guys are
big
pumped.
Crowd here. Wow.
Yeah,
demographic. Everyone's here.
Yeah, different. Yeah, everyone, all kinds of. Yeah, I always go. I go for the bigger spectrum of demographic.
Sure.
When I have guests that I'm really stoked about.
Oh, you're stoked about us?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah!
Mm-hmm.
Hell
yeah! Yeah.
I think we're stoked to be here.
Look, you might have seen him on Viceland and SiriusXM, or heard him on SiriusXM.
Uh-huh.
He's a writer and co-creator of Newsbroke on AJ Plus and a regular on Good Mythical Morning. That's Matt Lieb.
Hey, what's up? Hi.
She's the host of Newsbroke on AJ Plus and the special Red, White, and Who on MSNBC. That's Francesca.
Yeah.
Hi.
That was a double intro because I already introed you two.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's fine though. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
And there was sort of a
people needed to hear our credits.
Yeah, there was a clue in the credits as to how we met.
Yeah.
Slash how I Me Too'd Matt.
Yeah, you Me Too'd me.
Yeah. Oh.
She hired me, got me hired to do a comedy. She wanted to do comedy stuff exclusively at AJ Plus. She'd been working there for a while doing. All sorts of journalistic stuff and some comedy. And she was like, I just want to do comedy. And then she reached out to me. And then we started this show called News Broke.
And then I told him I'd fire him if he wouldn't go on out with me.
Yeah. And I've been like, hey, as soon as the show's over, you know, I'm out. But show keeps going. So love stays strong, you know?
That's nice.
Yeah. Keep it that way.
Dang. So it's like a contractual.
In the contract.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in the contract. Yeah.
That's how. Like relationships, like marriages, that's very like
it's very
paperwork.
Normal. Yeah. We're renegotiating the contract right now to either I'm trying to lower the amount of sex. She's trying to raise it. And these are the, you know, this is a contract negotiation.
Yeah, totally.
Just write more jokes.
I got to write more jokes.
You're the Al Bundy of comedy. Like, aw, Peg.
I know. that joke is fine.
I love that it's like, you know, more jokes for less sex. That's what I'm asking for.
Hey, you know what?
You know.
Sometimes if the jokes are good enough, you don't need to come.
That's right. Yeah. You heard it first.
How dirty is this podcast?
You heard it first.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to.
This is the dirtiest it's ever been. We started off with, you know, admittance. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Admission of me tooing someone. Yeah, we've never had that.
Yeah.
I didn't ask for it. You said this
when
is
it
how
works
you know
out, it's not me too.
That's the thing. It's us too.
That's good. We have a consensual duo here.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, I want to play a let's get to know you kind of game.
All right. I think we've already done that.
Yeah, we got to know.
Just foreplay. Let's get into this.
I always thought it was like, you know, one person said, hey, do you want to get dinner? But now I know it was more bureaucratic.
You got to hire the person that you love.
That's
you
know right. What I mean? Yeah, and
negotiate
happened.
It with
That's
their agent.
Exactly.
That's what happened with me and Ryan here.
Right here. Ryan worked his way up to the mic, I see.
Yeah.
I was on the very first episode. You were not on the mic.
I know. Wild times.
Yeah, very part of the contract for equal amount of sex. We both want equal. It was unequal earlier where it was like, you know, anyhow, libido. It's hard to track.
It's hard to match. It
each
really
other's.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Schedules.
Schedules, dude.
Diet.
Cycles of horny.
Mm-hmm. Laziness.
Yeah. Laziness. Yeah, I
Laziness,
mean, I, sometimes
yeah.
I'm tired.
That's true.
Sometimes I'm tired. Boy.
How long have you been out of work?
2 months.
Cool. Just making sure.
Listen, as soon as work starts again, sex starts again.
Oh, dang. This is okay. Well, you know you're on a game show, so this level of needing things from each other.
I like it though.
It's the Family Feud episode of Let's Go, Let's Go.
That's right. Yeah. Couple on couple crime. We thought of maybe having it so that it's me and Ryan against YouTube, but we were like, no, let's just pit them against each other.
like real life, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a
game
show.
Yeah, well, that's just how the game show has always worked.
So
right now, this is not for points. It's just a get-to-know-you game. This one's called Options, or Lack Thereof. Let's start with Francesco with this one. This is just to get to know you. Which of these mics would you let stay at your house, sleep with, or have to hang out at Disneyland with? Okay. You got Vice President Mike Pence.
Always love Mike Pence. Every time I come on here, I'm talking about.
He's a prominent Mike.
Into Mike. Okay.
Just want to know what's behind those eyes. You know? I want to know what's behind
the
that
Old
stare.
Testament. That's
that stare.
That picture of him next to the horse.
Well, also, like, Mike was like a name that many people shared. So I was able to, you know, find more options.
Okay, so who would I rather? Sorry,
let stay at your house.
Stay at my house. Okay,
sleep with, or have to hang out at Disneyland with.
Okay,
there's Vice President Mike Pence. You got Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, or Governor Mike Huckabee.
Jeez.
Wow.
Sleep with. Stay at your house.
Sleep with. Like, do we have to do it?
No, you just in the same bed.
Okay.
But,
Okay, obviously sleeping with Mike Pence because he'll come.
He's a
he will not come
sleeper.
Near me.
Yeah,
he will not come.
Great.
He will not come near me.
Yeah.
He'll stay on his side of the bed.
That's smart.
No matter how small it is.
Yeah.
He might even curl up, you know, at the foot of the bed, which is what I would hope.
He might even bring Karen.
He would bring Karen. We would cuddle.
There'd be a lot of praying going on.
Lots of praying. Pre-sin. There'd be a lot of pre-sin.
Yeah.
A lot of thought. Mike Pompeo should go with me to It's a Small World After All to learn the countries of the fucking world.
That's very true.
As
that's a good
Secretary
point.
Of State. So definitely in Disneyland with him. And that means Huckabee I have to hang with?
No, stay at your house.
Oh, yeah. He can stay at my house.
Yeah.
That's fine. I mean, I feel like Mike Huckabee is one of those people who, like, if you got them drunk enough, he first of all, he would drink some whiskey with you.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, you know, I'm mostly full of shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did have a homosexual experience. You know, yeah, like right, there'd be a lot of that. So.
Right. These are well thought out. With just there's alcohol involved sometimes. There's it's a small world. A lot of like deep planning.
Yeah.
Although it's a small world, I'm just afraid that because there's a mermaid section.
You get confused.
Yeah.
I think all kids were like, yeah, and then you know the under the
sea. We have to wage war on Atlantis.
Yeah. I just don't know how much he'll be like. Oh, is that a real place? You know, because some of it's made up and it's a small world.
Yeah. Denmark doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
That language is elven, honestly.
Yeah, it's not real.
And some of the African countries, I don't know. I don't know if they actually, I think it's gibberish.
They just made up.
I read this somewhere where it's just like sounds of, it's fucked up, but it's just sounds
drum
of
beats.
Drum beats, and then, yeah, like.
It's one of the few racist rides they have there at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Jungle Cruise is pretty racist, but.
That's true.
But, you know, gosh darn if it's not a good time, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. It's the happiest place.
Uh huh.
All right. Okay. Oh, you heard it first. Francesca would let. Which one was it? Mike Pence.
Mm-hmm.
She would sleep with Mike Pence.
No touching.
This is next not, to.
This is out
next
of context.
To.
Next to.
Right?
Next to.
Next to.
Sleep next to. Mike Pence.
What if you got cucked by Mike Pence?
I know, dude. I'm expecting it.
That would be the worst person
cucked
to be
by
cucked
by. The Pence
by.
Man.
Oh God.
Such a role reversal for Pence.
Ooh, and go to Disneyland with Mike Pompeo, and she would let Mike Huckabee stay at her place.
He's a musician, so he can entertain.
Yeah, he's a bassist.
Oh God,
give him a little whiskey.
Yeah, they call him Mike Fuckabee on the bass. I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, he would like that one. You know how he really loves like dad jokes. Yeah,
does he?
I feel like whoever tweets for him is always like.
Yeah,
dad
that's
jokes.
True. That's true.
He's always like, ha ha. Fuck a me.
Yeah.
I got that one. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, Matt.
Me.
Which of these dons would you eat dinner with?
Dinner. All right.
Let take over your Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Or sleep with. Because we're mature here. We're just going to do mature. Sleep with again.
Okay.
This time it's intercourse.
This time it's...
This time I have to...
We're playing for intercourse.
Intercourse.
Right. I'm ready.
But you don't have to spoon. It's Don Lemon. Don... Trump Jr. and then Don Sr.
Oh, okay. So it was dinner with, Twitter with, and sleep with. Yeah. So obviously...
They have to take over your Twitter.
Yeah. I got that. I would sleep with Don Lemon, obviously. First of all, because...
Intercourse or cupping?
Oh, intercourse. Wait, I mean, if he's in my bed...
Did I say cupping?
And he's down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if he wants to cup, he can cup, you know?
Yeah.
Because obviously, I think Don Lemon is a sensual lover, and he's also... He is... I don't think he's looking for anything serious right now.
He said he was 2 years ago.
Every New Year's Eve, he gets super drunk and he's like, I think I'm ready to settle down. I think it's time. And it's like, dude, you are on live TV right now. So I have a feeling that he's just saying that. Those are like, he's just trying to manifest it, but it's not going to happen. And yeah, it'd be nice to have a one night stand with Don Lemon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that seems like fun.
What's your contract say?
Nice.
Is it in your contract that you would be allowed to do this?
Oh, I mean, we're renegotiating, but I think we are going to add a Don Lemon clause. basically a CNN pundit clause.
He's got to give you a few punchlines. He's got to tag up your bits before he goes.
Yeah. He's got to do...
Before you tag his bits up.
Tag my bits, Don Lemon. Let's see. And then who would I have dinner with? God, I mean... To be honest, so the problem is like I have to choose now between both of these Trump ghouls.
Father and son.
Yeah, father and son. Mm-hmm. And
hey, everybody, this is the B-Man, old BW from the World Record Podcast. And I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over office hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/ Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show!
It's showtime!
I feel like, honestly, eating a meal with Donald Trump Sr., mm-hmm. And you mean by Donald Trump Sr., the president. Mm-hmm. President Donald Trump.
Right. Not the senior. Wait, no, that's Fred.
That's Fred Trump. Yeah, that's how that works. I would eat with him because, like, I also really like McDonald's.
Sure. Yeah.
And I feel like, number one, it'd be a quick meal, so mm-hmm. we wouldn't have to be doing it for that long. And, like, number two, I just feel like the more McDonald's I get him to eat, the more I can contribute to his eventual congenital heart failure.
Oh, interesting.
And
wow.
Just kind of watch him die in front of me.
Yeah.
You know, if we went to, like, McDonald's, where you go to the play pit and, you know, just, like, you know, have, like, a good time. I don't know.
Yeah.
Loosen him up.
I like this. Okay, y'all are like...
We think about stuff.
You think about the long term.
Yeah.
The long term.
Which means that Donald Trump Jr. would be taking over my Twitter feed, which is obviously horrible, because that dude is just... He's nothing but boomer tweets. Like, he's someone who hears about memes about a year later, and then he tweets them. He's, like, calling people snowflakes in 2020. It's like, dude, that's long gone.
I know.
And, so he would destroy my Twitter feed, sure, but
already lost your blue check mark.
I already lost my blue check mark. I might as well, you know, just go full heel.
Implode.
Yeah.
If you're in doubt, I mean, yeah, that was what I was going to say is, like, people might not know. People might think it's still you because you did that.
Yeah,
thing,
I know, exactly.
New York Times, would, like, if Don Jr. took over, they might still think it's you.
Yeah, exactly. That is, you make a very good point. Because I have a habit of impersonating other people's accounts and then tweeting awful things that they would say, people would think, oh, now Matt's doing Donald Trump Jr.
And you come back and you're like, guys, it was Don Jr.
It actually was, yeah.
Your initial tweet got me too. I was confused.
Yeah, no.
It tricked me.
I got a lot of people. I got, and it
was pretty good. I was like, I think I even got Oscar, and I was like, this can't be real. And I was like,
did the New York Times opinion tweet that everyone who reads it is a hog?
I was like, whoever quit today.
Yeah, right.
It's true. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. And it was worth it to lose the blue check mark, you know?
Look,
you might gain it back with Don Jr.
That's true. I might get it back. Ugh.
God. You might get two.
Yeah.
Double blue check marks.
Put them on top of each other. It is just a swastika.
Yeah.
Yes. We heard it first here on Let's Go Odds Go. Matt would sleep with Don Lemon. Mm-hmm. Let Junior take over his Twitter and have McDonald's with Senior because he has a game plan.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
I know what I like.
With that said, Grandma, what is it time for?
It's time for the first game.
Thank you so much, Grandma. It is time for the first game.
Love your grandma. What's her name?
Yingxi Li.
Yingxi Li.
She's
so
wonderful. I'm always perusing your Instagram and Twitter for more grandma content.
Aww. I need to make her an account.
She's...
You are smart.
Oh, thank you so much. You are smart, Matt.
God damn it.
Matt,
that's reminding me of my old family. My have passed away. Not that grandma's not going to live forever.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
But yeah.
My condolences.
God damn it. I need that ringtone. Can we buy that ringtone?
No, you could just you can have it with you.
You are smart. If every time I got a text, I just heard you are smart.
Yeah.
You are smart. She says other things too.
You are smart.
But one more time for me.
Yeah,
smart.
She's actually a well-rounded human being.
Yeah,
she
knows.
She has other words.
She knows all the words. Mm-hmm. She's got the best words.
She's the gamekeeper here. Also, by the way, these are up for grabs. This
I saw. I was like,
bag of bagels.
Bag of Sara Lee bagels.
Lunch. Yes. Yeah.
No, it's good to know. It's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a...
Did you call them Surly Bagels? Oh, Sara Lee.
Surly
Bagels.
Bagels is the only thing that I'm a snob about in terms of what bagels I'll eat.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, this is the only
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's not your fault. It's literally, I eat McDonald's.
Are you Jewish?
It is my fault. I got it. And
they're perfectly fine bagels. In fact, I think it says they're deluxe bagels.
They are. Ooh. Yeah.
I mean, Otzko's just been trying to turn this into brunch lately. So
hey,
yeah, like we eat
some bagels here on the table.
We record. We do a little pod.
Like it.
Yeah. We fucked on lemon.
Exactly. Like,
that's right.
Like okay. Every podcast.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that you know that that's up for grabs, I will tell you what the first game is.
Yay.
This is for points. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Quid pro quo. The Latin phrase for a favor has been thrown around a bunch over the past year thanks to the happenings at the White House. Mm-hmm. In this particular case, it started with a phone call from a president to the Ukrainian president to get dirt on another presidential hopeful on the opposing party. Since then, Donald has called his phone call perfect, and that there was no quid pro quo. What does this have to do with you? Well, Ryan, would you like to...
Yes,
read
sure.
The rules.
In this challenge called Quid Pro Quo.
Squid.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, Squid Pro Quo.
I didn't realize it was Squid Pro Quo.
I practiced that too.
Squid
Pro Quo. You'll be making the perfect phone call by abiding to the list of etiquette to practice during a phone call, according to an article we found online. At the same time, you will be multitasking like squids do. Hence...
Oh, yeah.
Squid pro quo.
Yeah, because they have lots of hands.
They have
hands.
Lots of hands. Yeah, they have eight of them, actually.
In a childhood game we all know as Bop It.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
So there you go.
Oh,
all right.
My God.
Okay, so
I'm
you will each be
already.
Taking turns. All right.
Wait, okay.
We've never played this game before, so we'll see how it goes. It's You will each...
So how does Bop It work?
Bop It works like it's got three different things, right? You can bop it in the center.
Pull it and twist
you
it.
You can pull it or you can twist it.
Bop It looks like an actual sex toy
it
now
does.
In 2020.
That
like,
is. Mm-hmm.
Is that a new... I remember they didn't look
as minimal.
Hot.
It kind of makes sense. A vibrator called Bop It actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. It does. And yeah, that's true. It's more relevant now than ever. It looks like a... sex toy you can buy at CVS.
Yeah, it does.
Like, it's two-sided. There's a lot you can do with that.
Very simple, very minimal.
Toy.
It really is.
It really is.
You can keep it in your purse. Mm-hmm. Mine came out of my purse just now.
Just don't take it on planes.
Yeah, they will be confused.
So you'll be each taking turns playing Bop It.
Sure. And doing a phone call at the same time?
That's right. The phone will ring and I will be on the other line.
Okay.
As various characters.
All
right. You have to hit these points for making a perfect phone call that we found from Unicom.com. I think it's like for office spaces.
Unicom?
That's the website that we found it from. So these are the rules, right? Is you got to answer the phone rather quickly,
mm-hmm.
introduce yourself, identify your purpose. This is to make a perfect phone call. Treat them as equals, the other person that you're talking to, and summarize the call before it ends.
What?
Okay. Yeah, this is...
That's what a perfect phone call is?
This is what a perfect phone call is, according to Unicom.
Unicom.
All right, so the phone will ring, and you will pick up, but by then, you will be playing Bop It. All right, let's do a rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first.
Rock, paper, scissors, draw? Is that how you do?
It's rock, paper, scissors. And
so
then
you draw at scissors.
Draw at scissors. Let's do that.
Scissors? Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors.
All right, so because Matt won, Francesca will be going first. Here is your Bop It.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm doing this as I'm doing all these things. Okay.
That's right. And you have 60 seconds to complete this. Ryan, do you have 60 seconds on the clock?
Timer now.
You pull it first and then Bop.
I score 18. Bop It.
Hello. Hello, Francesca. Is this Francesca?
Yes, this is Francesca.
Did I catch you at a bad time?
No, not at all. Just pushing buttons.
Okay. This is Sam Varela.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
I just wanted to make sure you made it to the podcast recording, okay?
Yeah, no, I definitely did. My purpose is to podcast and speak into a microphone, and I did. I got there okay.
Okay. Are we having fun? I like to check on the guests sometimes.
Okay, fuck this game.
excuse me?
No, listen, not you. It's this game, which, honestly, we're all equals in the eyes of God, and this game and I are no different.
Say, which...
Hello?
And that's Todd, folks.
Shit. What? 60 seconds? You gotta tell me. You gotta warn me.
And
bullshit. 60
seconds.
Bullshit. I call bullshit.
Wait, do you get the points for how good the bop it went or for how good the phone call went?
I'm not sure. I was too distracted by this. The point is that I'm so glad we confirmed that I'm at the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm having fun. Goodbye.
No. Oh, summarize.
See, summarize.
But after the clock.
We are out of time, but you did summarize the phone call.
All right, guys. Bop it. Do not buy it for your children. It was not giving me any instructions. I mean, the bop it needs to learn how to make a perfect fucking phone call. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah,
you don't
the
know
Bop-It's
the rules.
Problem.
The rules are No, you do want to try to win the Bop It as well.
I was out.
So
I think
you were,
I died
you
like
were
three
trying,
times.
But you kept trying and you kept coming
points
back
for trying.
Into the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you didn't lose points on the Bop It part. Phone call wise, how did Francesca do?
Well,
she identified herself.
Mm-hmm, to identify herself, answered the phone call rather quickly.
Yes, she did.
Identified a purpose. Mm-hmm. Your purpose. Mm-hmm. Summarize the call before it ends.
But
treat them as equals as kind of a wild card, because I'm not sure that actually happened or how that actually happens.
Okay,
but I
first
will say
of all,
this.
I did swear at the Bop It, but that wasn't directed at Sam.
Not directed at Sam, but the Bop It did, consume her pretty.
I was distracted.
Not a bad thing. It was part of the game.
Yeah.
Hey,
this is putting
ourselves.
All
right, let's give it to the
guy. That's what makes this an Olympic sport.
You must continue to bop. So yeah, I'd say all in all, we're going pretty strong.
Pretty strong.
In the first,
okay, well, let's see how Matt goes. Matt does.
It's the tweet and driver, Matt.
Yeah.
Leave.
All right.
Yeah. It appears. Well, Matt already knows how to play Bop It. So.
Timer.
Oh,
is,
I'm a big Bop It guy.
Timer is starting. 60 seconds of the clock.
And go.
Nope. Pull it.
Pull it first.
Hello.
Hi, is Matt there?
Yeah, this is Matt.
What are you doing right now?
I'm playing Bop It.
Oh, okay, I see. I'm calling because I'm a little lonely and randomly dialed 10 digits. I'm Keith.
Oh, hi, Keith. I'm Matt.
Do you have some time to chat?
I do. What is your purpose?
I just went through a breakup.
Oh, that's sad.
I just want someone to talk me through what to do next.
Oh, well, I've been there because you and I are equals. And as equals, we've done things
so direct
that are, we are both human beings.
Yeah.
So what help would you like?
I mean, I don't know. I guess what was your worst breakup ever? I feel like this was mine.
Well, one time someone broke up with me on Twitter and it was
three,
one of those.
Wrap
two.
It up.
Anyways, I just want to say everything will be fine and bye. Damn it.
Failed.
And that is time.
Wow.
You know what? We should have like a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 warning.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
One time someone broke up with me on Twitter. I just made that up completely.
that does check out, though.
Yeah,
I feel
it does.
Like that's very you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Sometimes, like, if you're just trying to get the person off the phone or, you know, and you're busy doing something else.
Yeah.
Just to make them feel better.
Yeah. I feel like that was very similar to how I talk in most phone calls, though, which is I'm usually, like, mid just... you know, doing something else, and then someone is just like, tell me a sad story, and I'm like, oh no, that's lame. Huh?
You're like, I am just like you.
And then you're playing games
on your
phone.
I'm playing a game, I'm chopping a salad, I'm just like, oh dude, hey, life is life.
Yeah.
We're equals though. So.
Yeah, we are
I'm just
both
bopping
human.
It and twisting it.
Yeah.
One time on Twitter. All right, Ryan. Okay, how did Matt do?
Matt did another... very good contender.
Mm-hmm.
Answered the phone very quickly, not just rather quickly.
Mm-hmm.
just like Francesca. Introduced themselves on top of playing Bop It. Didn't let that get in the way of them.
Mm-hmm.
Summarize the call before it ends. I mean, as much as that can be done with any call that gets cut off short.
Yeah,
sure.
And treat them as equals. Literally spoke and said, "You are my equal."
Little on the nose.
Hey, so, but you know what? It was sincere.
And
me and Keith are equals.
So
sometimes
you know,
sincerity means not subtle.
And identified your purpose. But not their purpose,
right?
Which
yeah.
was which was an interesting.
Why would I have a purpose? I'm bopping.
that's the distraction.
I don't know. I have questions for you, Nicole.
So my question is for you, Otzko.
Yeah. It seems they both got.
They both got all of them, sort of, with the treat them as your equals being that Francesca, I don't think hit that one fully, and Matt just read the actual sentence. and then identify your purpose. It really comes down to whose purpose are they supposed to identify.
I think
that
they're
weighs
both tied.
All right, we tied it up.
All right.
All right, okay.
All right, that's fair. That's fair.
Bring us.
We're both equally.
This is not my first rodeo. I know how this game show works.
We're both equally.
It's all about positive reinforcement.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's why I come back. That's really why I'm here.
Yeah, I'm just here for the positive reinforcement. Yeah.
Look,
it's like therapy.
That was gorgeous. Everyone give it up for the two of them.
Trophies all around.
Right now, it's a tie. Okay, well, with that said, do you feel okay?
Whoa.
You're smart.
You are both smart. Thanks, now,
Grandma.
With that said, how do you feel? You feel okay?
I feel good. Okay. I feel good. My heart rate is now going down a little bit from the Bop It thing.
Yeah.
You're pretty good at that.
If I don't have to take a phone call during a Bop It, I can go forever. You should see me play a Simon. Holy fuck.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah.
Next time. Let's do a 90s game night.
Yes.
Actual physical multi-desk. Oh, yeah.
So just everyone in separate corners with their Simons.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
It's a lot of lonely toys in the 90s.
Yeah.
I know. It's just you and then a machine telling you 10 things to do.
Yeah.
Only child. That was me.
Collaboration is bad.
Yeah.
Well, with that said, Grandma, what is it time for?
Second game.
Thank you so much, Grandma. It is time for the second game. All right. All right. Since you all feel good, this is the last game of the game show. And this one's a little crazy. We'll see. Okay. In this game called Born Yesterday, you get a chance at starting over with a clean slate.
Mm.
You get to be reborn
yesterday
as a character who only says one thing over and over. Ryan, would you like to read the rules?
You'll get a list of characters to impersonate in 60 seconds. As your opponent has to take a guess at who you're impersonating, Otsko will list two options so it's not impossible to guess. Whoever gets the most correct answers out of the opponents wins.
Now, if I see you purposely try not to guess correctly to make your opponent lose, you will lose points. Got it?
Oh.
Okay, but...
But that's what she's going to do. That's what she's going to do.
That's how you win.
Yeah, it's all about winning.
But that's how you might lose, too, because
Okay.
Now, you have to impersonate. When it's your turn, you take an index card. Look at it. Don't share it to your opponent.
Yeah.
That is who you're impersonating. But you're only able to say one word, okay?
One word.
Yeah.
Say it over and over again.
Okay.
Over and over. Okay. Matt, you can only say the word whatever.
Whatever.
A la Dwayne from Full House. Do you remember him?
Yes.
Now I'm spacing. When he did, what did he do? No.
Hey, I want y'all to be my steady, Dwayne. He pinned me, but I came back and took him the next two falls. So you're Dwayne. It's nice to finally meet you.
Whatever.
Okay, so that's all he ever said in the show.
Okay. Whatever.
I love What's Her Face. This character.
Yeah.
Kimmy.
I love Kimmy. Kimmy's
so fun.
Did you want to show them the other one?
Oh, sure. Now, Francesca, you will be saying the word Pikachu, a la Pikachu.
Shut the
only one word.
I want to watch this video every night before I go to sleep. I would actually sleep better. Pikachu. I can say Pikachu?
You can say Pikachu only. Well...
And we both have three syllables. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so you can break
level
it up.
Level playing field.
You can break it up. You can be like P or Pika.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Or just Chew.
Exactly. You could say
Can I say Chukapi?
Totally.
Okay.
If it will help you, it might help.
It might come in handy.
With the good impressions, you never know.
That's true.
Doing an impression of Yoda, that'll be perfect.
So since Francesca went first last time, let's have Matt go this time. Okay.
That makes sense.
So Francesca, you can look at the screen here.
Look at the screen now.
Okay. But also watch Matt as he's acting out one of the people.
Reborn yesterday. Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's try this.
All right.
We've
ready?
Never played this game. All right. 60 seconds on the clock. And
starting now.
Okay.
All right.
Go, Matt. All right. Is this Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump?
What? Whatever. What? Whatever. Whatever. Whatever.
Bernie Sanders. Come on.
Yeah, all right.
That was Bernie. Okay, is this Pete Buttigieg or Joe Biden?
Whatever.
Biden.
Ding, ding.
Okay, is this Joaquin Phoenix or just a Phoenix?
Whatever. I don't know. Whatever.
All right. Don't hurt yourself, Joaquin.
Yeah.
Is this Charlize Theron or Renee Zellweger?
Whatever.
Renee Zellweger.
No.
Oh.
Okay, unfortunately, that was Charlize the room. All right. Okay. Next one. Is this a dog or a coyote?
Whatever.
Work time.
And that's time. That's
just one last
coyote. Unfortunately, it was a dog. It was a dog. He tried to rough it, and I
unbelievable.
No, you gotta be cuter with it. Work ever.
Oh, that's a high pitch. A coyote would have been.
That's very true. True. See?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Or like this song. That was great. Give it up for Matt and Francesca.
Nice job.
Wow. Pitch perfect Bernie Sanders, right?
Very what? Good.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But what about you did hands? Are they allowed?
I did.
Yeah, okay. I got
no one
hands
can see
are allowed.
It's a podcast, so I guess it's allowed.
That's true. He did. Okay. Hands are allowed.
I got a little nervous how many there because Francesca, I knew she knew you were doing Bernie, but she still she didn't want to give it to
how many correct answers? How many wrong answers?
So there were two wrong answers and three
really?
Correct. And three
oh
correct.
Yeah, to the Shirley's. Yeah,
two, three. Yeah. Gotcha.
Well, one they didn't get to.
That was the last one, and it was coyote.
Was it dog
was,
or
yeah,
coyote?
Dog or coyote. I was clearly doing dog. What?
And coyote was the one that was.
Coyote is
like
what she
Bernie.
Said. She said it.
Do we count the coyote then, or no?
No,
she said coyote.
I got it wrong.
No, it's a dog.
Yeah, she got it wrong.
Correct.
They're okay. Different creatures. God damn it. Well,
they're
know.
Both canines.
They're both canines.
They both wander around our neighborhood.
That's yeah, right. They both eat
I know,
cats.
It's crazy.
Okay. We saw you, Matt. You saw how that went.
I did.
Now it's time for your time to guess.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready for
that. Francesca, you can only say Pikachu. Okay, we got 60 seconds on the clock.
I'm
60
ready.
Seconds on the clock.
Okay, and
starting
now. Will you change the slide, Ryan? Is this a chair or a table, Matt?
God damn it! I hate you.
Is this a chair or table?
Pikachu.
Table.
All right. And is this Mike Pence or Nancy Pelosi? That's the incorrect one. Damn it. I fucked up.
We'll do it.
Is this Brett Kavanaugh or Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Pikachu.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Okay. Okay. Is this a cat or a lion?
Pikachu.
A lion. All right.
Okay.
Don't you make fun of me.
Okay, is this Timon or Pumbaa?
Pikachu!
Pumbaa.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, gorgeous. Okay.
That was good.
Is this a pencil or an eraser? Oh, is this Mike, Constance Wu or Awkwafina?
Pikachu!
Constance Wu.
Come on! You don't even know who Awkwafina is!
No, I know who she is. I thought you would do a more raspy Pikachu.
Oh, you're right.
She, and it,
that was
like,
time.
Pikachu.
Raspy, like, that's true. She is more raspy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
God damn it.
I thought you would go with the rasp.
Wow.
What was our score there?
That was
there?
Good. He only got the Constance Wu one wrong.
Yeah.
But how many correct?
I'm concerned.
Wait, did I get table
no,
right?
No, you got table wrong. It was chair.
Oh, it was chair.
I just said it like Pikachu. I was like, how
the
fuck
does
a chair
correct answers?
He got two wrong.
Two wrong and three correct answers? Or how many correct?
Three correct, yeah. They're tied again.
Oh, my God. We're tied again.
Let's keep playing this. I love
we're
this
doing
game.
This on purpose right, so we can be the longest podcast you've ever had.
How do you feel? You'll feel good?
Oh, I feel ready for a tiebreaker.
Y'all came in.
I mean, I thought this show was about equality and like, supporting each other, so I don't
it
know
is.
Why we need a winner.
Well, that's a good point. We are equal.
I support you in having a winner.
There's still going to be a winner, folks.
Oh, right.
One of you will lose.
Hey, you know what? That's what life is like.
Loser buys lunch.
All right, loser buys lunch.
Okay.
I'm going
well,
to.
Now you've made it a real competition.
Yeah, I know. Because
fastest to the bottom.
I'm like, all right, you know, if it means buying lunch, yeah, I'm about to win.
Yeah, that was great. Though.
That's what
yeah,
love
both
looks
of you.
Like.
Yeah, 2-3.
Yeah, dude.
Let's keep it going for them.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Crowd goes wild.
Okay, I'm gonna sing a. American song in Japanese.
Oh, okay.
Whoever, ooh. Once you recognize it, I want you to go psst.
Oh, shit.
Because okay. We don't have a buzzer.
Yeah.
Whoever guesses this correctly will be the winner of Let's Go, Let's Go, Woke Japanese Game.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to lose.
Okay, all right. I don't know. Now this, I can give you a hint. This is a pop song.
Okay.
Okay.
Pop song, 90s.
Okay.
All right. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Lover ni narita kattara 僕の友達もいる。いつも一緒に U-J-O-Y-A-N-E, lover ni narita katara. No one.
Buzz. Oh, yes. Spice Girls Wannabe.
It is Spice. Wow. Yeah. It is Spice Girls Wannabe. With that said, you are smart. Okay, and with that said, Matt Leave has taken the
win. He's a musician. That's why I hired him.
Yes. Thank you.
In a quick turn of events, wow. We got a winner just like that. But remember, you are both winners in my eyes. Oh, with that said, I do have astigmatism. All right. Okay. All right. Dum-dums. Okay. Here we go. Charlize Theron was hard. Table was hard. A lot of them were hard.
Table
okay.
Chair.
With that said, I would like to... Here's a gift.
Gift bags?
Here's a gift bag. Matt, choose two things. You get to keep one and then give the other two.
Oh, I hope it's a toothbrush because he needs a toothbrush.
I have a new toothbrush.
Oh, you need like a nice one.
So
right?
Choose
probably
two
like
things.
Oral-B. Yeah.
Atsuko just like held her hands up really wide, like a nice toothbrush. Like how big is she thinking? You know, like a pillow sized toothbrush. You just lay down on it.
All right.
The bristles. Want, like a...
So Supreme Gold Hydrogel Mask.
Ooh, gorgeous. Mm.
I'm,
okay.
I'm going to, so I keep one and I give one to Francesca.
Yeah, you can. Why don't you take both out?
Oh, okay.
So you can choose which ones.
Aw, this is so nice.
Okay.
Are these my consolation prizes for losing?
Yeah, but we're both winners, though.
Right, that's true because you get to. I'm eating.
You're looking.
Oh, I'm supposed to look, right?
You can look. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. And Holler and Glow Perfect Skin for your hands. They're gloves. They're gloves. So.
Oh, yeah.
So you put them on your.
I already have perfect skin, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. My hands are disgusting and dry. So is my face, but I think you would love the gold mask.
Oh, and just like that, out of love, the gold mask facial mask goes to Francesca.
Yeah.
And you are keeping
I'm keeping the gloves.
I love things made of gold, you know?
I love
it. Makes me feel closer to the 1%.
Of just like wearing moisturizing gloves to keep my hands soft.
I love it. Yeah.
I feel like a pimp.
Keep them soft.
Yeah.
Well, with that said, that's been Let's Go, Let's Go. Francesca and Matt, do you have like announcements or would you like where can people find you?
Follow me on Twitter at Franny Fio and Instagram. Yeah.
Amazing.
That's it.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. On Twitter, it's at Matt Leib, L-I-E-B. And on Instagram, it's Matt Leib Jokes.
Until next week when it's going to be Don Trump Jr.
Yeah. Which will be fine. The handle will be the same, but it'll be a different person tweeting.
Yeah, totally. And he'll get his check mark back.
Also, I do a Sopranos podcast called Pod Yourself a Gun, in which we go through every episode of The Sopranos and talk about it.
Amazing.
Check it out.
And I've been Otsko and Ryan.
I've been Ryan.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.